Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Isn't she beautiful this Christmas?
Oh, praise the Lord. Kind.
Amen. And
I'm going to get you a Christmas present.
Good. When, excuse me, when I was a little boy, I was an only child, as most of you know. And my birthday being in the first week of December, Mother always saw to it that, she was Christmas was just huge to her. And she always saw to it that we had the Christmas tree up before my birthday. Well, she thought that was a great blessing. But there was a lot of torture in that. Because, you know, here from the 6th of December, oh my, there's over 20 days left. And I'm looking for presents here. Well, and I'm thinking, all the time I'm thinking, I hope nobody gives me a birthday and a Christmas present all in one. But it was a beautiful time of year for the family then, and I grew up just really rejoicing in Christmas time, and I still enjoy it. And, you know, and our kids have grown up over the years, and we just, Gloria and I went up to the prayer cabin one time, and we were just praying over our children, and there's several things that the Lord said to us. And He said, whatever you do, don't ever lie to them. Under any circumstance, don't lie to them. And always, always let them know what's happening. And even when they're young, when there's problems, bring them in on it and pray over it. Pray together as a family. And anyway, so we did that. And I don't remember. Kelly must have been, I'm just guessing it, maybe 9 or so. And we went into a large department store. And Kelly had me by the hand. And we walked in there, and this woman said, Merry Christmas, little girl, something like this. And what's Santa Claus going to bring you? And so Kelly took her hand down and licked up at me and says, you think she doesn't know? So, I don't know. Anyway, but we never did lie to our kids. And we always told them, now look, this is all about Jesus. Amen. And He's the gift.
Hallelujah. Yes.
For God so loved the world that He gave.
Right.
He gave. Yes. And the Hebrew word for love, the root word is give. Mm-hmm. So God so loved, He gave. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to give presents at Christmas time. It's not wonderful to go in debt for them. That's just not a wonderful thing.
That's right.
Because if you're already in that position where you have to put it on a credit card and you're behind on the credit card to start with, don't do that. Now, we talked about that already, but just don't do that. And celebrate it some other way. But tell your child why. Tell them, look, you know, your daddy and I love you, or your mother and I love you, and we would love to have bought you something great this Christmas. We just didn't have the money. And so you help us, and we're going to pray about all of this. And just as soon as we can, we'll do something about this. And as the Lord blesses you, then buy something. And if you can't buy some great, big, you know, outstanding present, then buy a lot of little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it all the time, every day.
Amen.
So, now when we closed yesterday, I'll remind you in the Gospel of Luke, where Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife stricken in years. The angel answering said unto him, I'm Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my word. He had already prayed, and he didn't believe it. And he grumbled around about it. And so the angel, knowing the laws of faith and how important this birth is, this is a vital thing. Because John, the baptizer, was the forerunner to Jesus. And that held through all the way. Because they put John in prison and then beheaded him. John had already said, as he baptized him, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Amen. But then he was put in prison, and now he's a bit dumbfounded about this. And Jesus didn't do anything to get him out. He was beheaded. Now remember, he's Jesus' cousin.
Yes.
And he's 6 months older than Jesus.
Yes.
He was beheaded and went into paradise, which we know from the scripture before Jesus was crucified, went to hell and paid the price, suffered more than any man. He was manifested in the flesh when he was born of Mary. He was made alive in the spirit when he was reborn in hell itself. But before then, no man had gone into heaven except Enoch and Elisha. So, but nobody had died and gone to heaven. They had gone into paradise, which was the upper region of Sheol. They were kept there. So John went into that area and began to preach. He's here. He's here. And he preached it to David and all of those old covenant saints. He's here. He's here. I baptized him in water. I know.
Praise God.
Praise God. He was still his forerunner. So now, let's go down. The people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They perceived he had seen a vision. It came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. So now, the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent and spoke to Mary. And we covered that yesterday. Verse 33, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? And so forth. So, then the 37th verse, with God nothing is impossible. Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed. So Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias. So she just left and went to stay with them. You have any idea why? Well, there is a certain thing about being pregnant. And there's already a lot of talk going around. And so she just went there and stayed. Isn't that good? And She entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Boy, and she began to prophesy. I mean, those two women were having a time. She spake out with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believed." Blessed is she that believed. What did Jesus say to Thomas? He said, "Thomas, reach here your finger, stick it in these holes. Hand me your hand." And he stuck it in the side. And he said, "My Lord, my God." He said, "Thomas, blessed are those who have believed and not seen." These are just fundamental rules of faith. The woman with the issue of blood in the 5th chapter of Mark's gospel. Yeah. I mean, she had been a shut-in for what? 12 long years. This is a whole lot worse than being quarantined because of flu for a few days. No, years. She'd been a shut-in for years. But she said it. She believed it in her heart. She first heard of Jesus. She heard that He was anointed. She heard that people were coming back and bringing her words that He had preached and spoken. And she said, "If I but touch His garment, I shall be made whole." "If I but touch that garment, I shall be made whole." And she drug herself. She crawled out in that crowd. And she got out there and touched the hem of His garment, His prayer shawl. And she touched it. And she knew it. Let's turn over there. Hold your place there in Luke. Mark chapter 5. In the 25th verse, "A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus," faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith came. Now, when you hear the Word of God, faith comes. But you can kill it before it has time to do anything, like Zacharias did, because he needed to see something. He needed to feel something. He just didn't believe what this angel said. And I mean, Gabriel, the archangel of God, standing there saying something to him, and he didn't believe it. "When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment, for she said, 'If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." She said it. She touched Him. Or in other words, she said it. She acted on it. Corresponding action on her faith. She said it, then she did it. She got out there. She ran the risk and got out there. She touched the hem of His garment, and she knew on the inside. Came and touched his garment, for she said, or she had already said, if I may touch but his clothes, I'll be whole. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she believed it. She did all of those things before she felt it.
Yes.
She heard it. She believed it. She corresponding action came before she felt anything. So that is fundamentally to the law of faith. So now, boy, and then I mean they began to prophesy, both of them. And you come down to that 53rd verse, he hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spoke unto our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. It came to pass on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there's none of thy kindred that's called by this name. They made signs to his father. Now look what has happened to him over that period of time. He not only couldn't speak, he lost his hearing. He lost his hearing as well. So that unbelief and I suppose self-condemnation or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it he lost not only his ability to speak, but he couldn't hear. Mm-hmm. He asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John, and they all marveled. His mouth was opened immediately and his tongue loosed, and he spoke and praised God. His mouth was opened immediately, his tongue loosed, and he praised God. It didn't say anything about him getting his hearing back. I don't know. But that's something to think about. So his unbelief and his being crosswise of what this notable miracle, the archangel of God had spoken to him. And so the lesson we get from that is this word, this written word, the covenants of God written down, are as powerful as God himself.
Yes.
Because these are words from God put on paper so that we can study them and believe them and walk in it and know God from this word.
Yes.
I've never had a vision like that, an open vision to see an angel and so forth. I did see Jesus in a vision 4 o'clock in the morning. We were in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was preaching at Agape Church in Little Rock for Happy and Jeannie Caldwell. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I mean, just right on the dot, I just woke up and there was Jesus right at the foot of my bed with this large, big silver tray of cookies.
You know what? You're not known for waking up early either.
Not like that. And I didn't sit up. My head just went forward and there he was standing. And he didn't have a mad look, but he had a frown on him. He said, have a cookie. Well, I was dumbfounded. He said, your response, I believe I will. I believe. I believe I will. Have a cookie. I believe I will. And then I didn't see him anymore. But then I dropped back in the bed, and then in my spirit, I saw myself at this party. And somebody walked up to me and said, Brother Copeland, have a cookie. I said, no, thank you, I have one. You have one? Yes, thank you. Okay. And then I saw, oh, yeah, Jesus said, have a cookie. And he said, I said, I believe I will. Thank you. So I have one. Nobody can see it, but I have it. And then I laid there for a while, and then he came back again in the spirit. He said, now these are the six eyes of faith. I believe. There's your spirit. I will. There's your will, your intellectual part of you. I believe. I will. I take it. That's what receive means. You've heard Gloria preach and teach that for years. A receiver is a taker. Well, to receive is an action word. Believing is action. I believe, I will, I take it, I have it. I praise you and thank you for it, and I forgive if I have aught against any. That's the six eyes of faith. And so you can see all of those in all of this. Now, I want to go now in the 67th verse. His father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spoke by the mouth of the holy prophets, which have been since the world began, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Glory to God. And you're back to the covenants since the world began.
Amen.
All of these things happened because God spoke it. Before the foundation of the world, he laid it out and said it. And we're out of time again today. Praise God. Well, Merry Christmas. Glory to God. Come on, Jeremy. Merry Christmas, son.
Thank you, Papa. God's Word was spoken over you before the foundation of the world. And this Bible, the written Word of God, is as powerful as God Himself. And we can receive the Word of God as truth. So let's go over the six eyes of faith that Brother Copeland shared today. I believe, I will. He said, I take it, I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022. Together in 2022, we are victory. Be sure to request your free 2022 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. You can also download each month's image to your computer or mobile device. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Have you requested your free gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland? It's the 2022 KCM calendar, and this is something that we've heard many of you look forward to receiving every year. Now, 2022 is just a week or so away, so it's time to set your faith goals. And I encourage you to use this calendar to keep track of things that you're believing God to see in your life. And then when you receive them, make note of that victory, right? There is a, in this calendar, there's a daily Bible reading plan that takes you through the Bible in 1 year. And this is something that the whole family can do together. Now, it also includes all the KCM events for the year. You can see where they're being held. You can make your plans to join us. So to get your free KCM calendar, go to kcm.org. And if you need someone to pray with you, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. They have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God, and they will pray, but they're going to pray in faith with you. They will pray the Word. They will pray in the name of Jesus. And we believe that God's Word has your answer. And you keep your heart filled with His promises for you. You continually feed your spirit with the truth from His Word, and you will see our good God do good things in your life. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. So to contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org. Now, tomorrow on this broadcast, we invite you to tune in again. You don't want to miss this. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, are going to conclude their study on celebrating the birth of Jesus. You don't want to miss this. And if you've missed anything leading up to this broadcast tomorrow, take the time, go back and watch it. All of it is there for you for free at kcm.org. or on KCM's Roku channel. But whatever you do, get the Word of God going in your eyes, in your ears, and down into your heart, and it will change your life. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith.